Yesterday, supporters of a $15 an hour minimum wage submitted a proposed amendment to Seattle's city charter. The group 15 now says this proposed amendment ensures that if the mayor and the city don't act, then the voters can. KUOW reporter Liz Jones joined Marcy Silman to talk about what this charter amendment would do.
Well, it lays out a couple of key issues here. One is to raise the minimum wage for big businesses. So we're looking at two levels of business, big business, 250 employees and over. For those people, they would raise the minimum wage to $15 starting January 1st, 2015. And then it would be raised each year to adjust for inflation. For businesses that are smaller than that, 250 or less, and nonprofits, they would raise, that'd be phased in over 3 years' time. And so $11 an hour starting next year in 2015 and then phased in for three years going forward. So Jess Spear, she's the campaign manager for Vote 15, and she talked about why hit the streets to gather signatures, why go to this step.
And that's necessary so that the people have their own megaphone and can reach the city council, because we're not there at the table and we don't have the resources to hire lobbyists to, you know, knock on their doors and have meetings with them daily. We'll be lobbying in the streets.
So that was Jess Spear lobbying in the streets. What does that mean exactly?
Well, she's making the distinction here between business is going to fight this proposal. They have been fighting this proposal. So they have lobbyists. They're meeting with city council members, meeting with city officials to talk about how to move this issue forward. She's saying our way of lobbying is with the people on the street. That's where they're going to get their traction.
Now, the mayor's office does have a committee working on this issue, which is expected to release a proposal, I believe, at the end of April. So why did the campaign feel the need to outmaneuver the city, if you will?
Well, a couple of reasons for that. One is just timing with the city process to get your initiative filed, to be able to have the timeline to collect signatures, to get it on the ballot for November. They need that time. They needed to file now just to have that option open to them. The other thing is there's a conference of grassroots members who support this gathering next week. So they want to take this there and have them basically endorse this strategy and say, yes, we're going to go this route as a plan B. Now, they're saying if the city comes out with a strong proposal that we can get behind, we won't go to the ballot. We won't do that. We'll go with what the city's proposing. This is just the plan B option to have as a backup.
Now, we've heard a lot about 15 Now campaign. They've launched this amendment. Who else supports it?
Well, they've got support from various unions, big unions in the state, immigrant and worker rights groups, a lot of church leaders. Hillary Stern, who's the executive director of Casa Latina, was at this news conference today. This is a group in Seattle. They hire out day workers for, you know, things like construction, gardening, handyman kind of work. Their organization's very small. They went to this $15 an hour last year. And I asked her kind of how that was to make this change to bump up your employees to $15 an hour.
It is hard. I agree that it's hard, but it's you know, I think it's really important for organizations that are anti-poverty organizations to really not pay poverty wages. It was a one-time hit for us, and then we just budgeted it in, and it does increase the burden that I have to fundraise more, but other than that, we didn't have to do any cutbacks.
That's Hillary Stern, executive director of Casa Latina. So Liz Jones, what's next?
Well, next is, as I mentioned, this grassroots conference. The mayor's committee is still meeting. They have two meetings left on this. So their proposal, their recommendations are supposed to come out by early May. So we'll see that. We'll compare what's in the initiative, compare what the mayor's committee is coming up with, and go from there.
KUOW reporter Liz Jones and Marcy Silman discussing the charter amendment submitted yesterday to increase Seattle's minimum wage to $15 an hour.